Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Let Go and Let God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about approaching God. Last night, I was listening to The Narrow Path, a radio program that airs on many of the stations which I'm on. And Steve Gregg was talking about the tabernacle. And he said something very interesting. He said the essence of Christianity is approaching God. And I thought, that is really, really good. That's the essence of Christianity, to be able to approach God. And so let's talk about that today. Now, what is the problem that we all have? Our problem is that we somehow are blocked from approaching God. And the secret to salvation is to become unblocked. It's that simple. And so everything that I talk about, the essence of it is to begin your approach to God. So what is blocking us? And actually, this is the most important of all, but I want to save treatment of this to another program. It's a very deep topic, and what blocks us from God is a mysterious doubt. Adam's main sin was doubting God, and we're born doubters, and we doubt God. And we doubt truth so that we can continue living egotistically and pridefully, and so that we can believe lies and believe that we can be what we want to be and have what we want to have without God. And it doesn't work. And the remedy is to believe once more into God and believe into where His Son was coming from. But that's a topic for another program. Today, I want to focus on pride and its emotional connection and how pride and emotions block us. So what are the blocks right now? Pride, emotions, distractions, being lost in your thoughts. We'll throw in hypnosis. All of those combine to block. Oh, and let's add another one, resentment. There you are. Those are the blocks. So if all of those were gone, then you would have no problem approaching God. So let's talk about it. Now, how do we get started? Number one, when you were a little child, you were actually closer to God then than you've ever been since. And life was beautiful. You woke up in the morning and jumped from bed and ran about the house and went out in the yard. And it was a day of adventure, discovering all the wonderful things in God's great green earth. And you had your friends and you had your pets and you loved your parents and you loved your friends and it was good. But something went wrong. What went wrong is, first of all, you were born into a fallen world with parents who themselves had not yet found the solution to their problems. They were still blocked. See, your parents were still blocked. And because your parents were blocked, they made mistakes. If your parents had not been blocked, they would have been filled with wisdom, with grace, with patience, with understanding. See, but your parents lacked those, and so they made mistakes with you. They made mistakes. They were too harsh, or they were too easy, or they were too harsh when they should have been easy and too easy when they should have been harsh. And they laid things upon you. What had been laid upon them, they laid the burdens upon you. And even if they did a relatively decent job, something was missing. Something was missing, especially in Dad. He was a good guy, maybe. Something was missing. And you wondered about that. You saw your mom was suffering. Somehow he didn't have the love that she needed. Yeah, he was a good enough guy. He brought flowers and gave her cards on Mother's Day and took the family on vacation. And once in a while, they went out and had dinner together and things like that. So he was a good enough guy, but something was missing and she suffered because of it. And what was missing is he had not found the close connection to God. He had not yet been able to approach God because he was blocked. So let's talk about what blocks us.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Once again, we go back to childhood, and it began back then. So the first thing probably is you were tempted to resent your parents. You were tempted to resent your parents because they didn't get it quite right. And you inherited some pride. It came down to you from your mother and father, from grandmother and grandfather, all the way back to Adam and Eve. So you inherited something of that pride nature that had gotten in. See, the pride nature got in the Garden of Eden. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden. Before the fall, before Adam and Eve were tempted, before that, life was just simple and beautiful, and they had everything they needed. And there was nothing to resent, nothing to hate, nothing to try to build oneself up and put others down and all that kind of stuff that pride entails. But when Adam failed, and Eve also failed because of Adam, the spirit of pride got in them. The spirit was out in the foliage, in the serpent. It was on the outside, and it got on the inside. And that spirit is pride. And then it comes down, it is passed down from generation to generation, and you're born with a little bit of that. And so when you were a little child, you had a will, and you wanted things. And when people didn't give you what you wanted, you resented them for it, and you got angry. And when your parents, you know, when they didn't treat you like as if you were the perfect child, and instead they said, hey, clean your room up and stuff like that, well, you got mad at them. See, or if they were nicer to your brother than you, or you thought they were nicer to your brother than you, then you resented your parents, or you got angry at them. And then other kids, somebody was more popular than you or had more things than you, or the teacher liked somebody else more than you, and then you hated that person. Okay, well, that's pride. Well, you inherited that. So it's not your fault, but if you'd had good parents, they would have, first of all, they wouldn't have tempted you by their weakness. They wouldn't have tempted you by their wrongness. And instead, with gentleness, they would have corrected your naughty nature. See, that's what called being born in sin. They call it concupiscence. It's an inclination toward doing naughty things, toward being prideful and resenting other kids who are smarter than you and stuff like that. So you inherited that. And if your parents had the wisdom of Solomon and the patience of Job and like that, then, you know, if your father had been Moses and your mom was like a Ruth, you know, like a prince and a princess, then their great nobility, you still probably would have hated them, though, because they sometimes wouldn't let you have what you wanted, or they wouldn't have seen you as the most wonderful little child in the whole world. She probably still would have resented them anyway. All right, so all of that happened. But hate and resentment builds upon hate and resentment and anger and so on. And then it gets worse. And nobody corrects you. See, that's what you needed when you were a little child. You needed correction. We all need correction. We need correction from this naughty part of us, from this hateful part of us, from this prideful part of us. But it has to be a correction that is firm but gentle. For the most part, it has to be gentle. And see, and it can't have anger in it. It has to be no nonsense. Right is right. Fair is fair. You know, like if you had a really, 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 really good boss or a really, really, really good parent or a really, really good coach, sure, they would sometimes be firm, even stern, but there was no anger in it. See, no resentment in it. And who could you give as an example? I don't know. Maybe Maybe you could give an example of somebody like Johnny Wooden. Johnny Wooden, coach of the UCLA Bruins, he won 10 NCAA basketball championships, including, I think, 9 in a row or 8 in a row. It's just amazing. Or 7 in a row. It's just amazing. But he was firm, even stern, but calm, without anger, without resentment. So his firmness and his sternness didn't tempt you to resent him. Now, you still might have resented him anyway. As a matter of fact, some of the players, several of them actually, I think, did resent him because he could be pretty tough. But then later on, when they grew and matured, they looked back and they realized that it was that what he said was right and that it was tough love, and they became better. See, under his firm but calm guidance, they became better. And they realized it, and then later they went back and said, hey, you know, I resented you for, you know, you were harsh on me and didn't let me play and in the second half of the game or something like that. And see, they came back. But see, that's the beautiful part of it. And you dads, look, you dads, a lot of you are weak. You are weak. You are wimpy. You want to try to win a popularity contest. My boss used to say that I had a really good boss when I used to work for the railroad. And he used to say, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. And that's true. But a lot of dads are weak, and they haven't found that link, that bond to their creator. See, if you find that link, if you find that bond, that closeness to your creator, then you are grounded in him. See, and your strength and your confidence and your courage and your forbearance and your patience and your steadfastness and your perseverance are rooted in something that's very deep. It's so deep. See, Christ said, take heart, for I have overcome the world. Because what was in him was so deep. And why? Because he had such a close relationship with his Father. All right, so you dads, the best thing you could do is take a sober look at yourself and say, yeah, you know what? I am weak. See, some of you dads you got angry, especially when you first got married and were younger. You thought it was going to be, everything was just going to be great. Just sit around and watch football, and it was just going to be beautiful. But then you found out that your wife needed something more from you than what you had. And you thought, well, I'll just bring more flowers. I'll take her out to dinner more, but it didn't work. And you couldn't figure it out. And so she gave you a hard time, which is her job. See, a wife should give a guy a hard time so that what's in him can then, see, then the patience that's in him, emotionless love that is in him, the calmness that is in him can come forth. See, the more of a hard time she gives him, the calmer he becomes. But instead, you guys failed, a lot of you, most of you, all of you. See, some of us men, myself included, we failed, we messed up, but then some of us, we realized that we were messing up, and we cried out to our Creator. We cried out, it's wordless, your soul. You realize that you want to do the right thing by your wife and by your kids, by other people, but you see that you haven't been able to, and you don't know what to do, and you cry out to Him. See, most men cry out to their wife. See, they make her the ground of their being. They make her into their God. And then when that doesn't work, then they cry out to, I don't know, the bartender? I don't know who they cry out to, but whoever it is, it's not God.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his podcast is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
You guys failed, a lot of you, most of you, all of you. See, some of us men, myself included, we failed. We messed up, but then some of us, we realized that we were messing up, and we cried out to our Creator. So how come the wife resents her husband, and how come the kids are in rebellion, and so on and so forth? Well, it's because you're weak. Oh, but the point I was going to make, I didn't finish my point. See, I could talk about this for hours, but I don't have hours. I have a limited amount of time. Oh, incidentally, let me mention that this program is only on usually once a week or twice a week, usually on a weekend. Now, that's good because it's easy to remember. Once a week, it's easy to remember. It's an easy destination to remember, but the problem is I'm only on like once or twice a week. All right, but today, that doesn't matter anymore. Why? Because of podcasts. See, Shedding Shackles is available in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple or Spotify or Podbean or SoundCloud, or I can't think of all the names, whatever they are, Audacity, the podcasts are there. So you can download the pod, you can listen to them any time of the day, any day of the week. So you can listen to the program again or listen to a previous program. So they're in podcast. See, and some of the stations have the podcasts on the website. So there's another place. So there's no excuse. So just because it's once a week, you can't say, well, it's only once a week. Okay, why is it once a week? It's because I'm basically a tent maker. Some of you know what that means. It means that, you know, I work for a living. I don't have a big church or anything. And so I work for a living and then I buy the airtime. And just since I'm just a little guy, a little tent maker, I can't afford a lot. So I can afford maybe once a week on a Saturday or on a Sunday. You see what I mean? I can't afford 5 days a week. I don't have millions and millions of dollars like some of these gigantic, huge mega churches have. They have so much money. They're so big. Me, I'm just a little guy. So, but don't let it fool you. All right, I'm only on once a week, but it doesn't matter. Oh, so why am I on once a week? Why don't I just be on one station every day of the week? I could do that. Why? Because I want to spread out. I want to be in more and more cities around the country. I want to be in more and more and more cities. I want to, you know, if I need to, I'll spend a year here and a couple of years there and 6 months here. So what's wrong with that? That's what Paul did. He didn't spend all of his time in one city. They traveled. All right, I'm traveling on the radio airwaves. So having said that, let me get back to what I was talking about earlier. What was I saying? I was saying that you men, when you were younger, you got angry. That was your mistake. You saw everything, things were out of control, and you thought you could reestablish control by being angry. But that didn't work. That made it worse. And then a lot of you guys, if you're halfway decent, then you didn't want to be angry, make you felt guilty. Plus, you were afraid of your anger, what you might say or what you might do. So you suppressed and repressed. So now you're walking around all repressed and all suppressed, and you don't say anything. And in other people's eyes, it translates into you being a wimp. So then they walk all over you. You become a doormat because you're so repressed and suppressed. But then if you get angry, then that's not fair to them. If you get angry and yell or something, that's not fair to them. So what you need is once again to be grounded in your Creator. So I've talked about pride already, and I've already mentioned resentment. Those are blocks. And becoming emotional. See, that we hide in our emotions. When we fail in life, then we become emotional. See, you become angry to try to make yourself feel right. But the more angry you get, the more wrong you are. So you feel right, but you're really wrong. Or we become angry and then we wallow in self-pity. But see, it's just that prideful self. Remember I talked about the spirit of pride that gets in? Then that spirit of pride then operates through you and builds a you that's a selfish you, that's a sneaky you, that it's a deceitful and a betrayer and is not totally honest and forthcoming and is secretly judgmental of other people. And you make yourself feel right by judging other people, see? So that pride has got to be seen. Instead of identifying with it, you have to see it for what it is. And how do you do that? Well, there has to be a separation. you have to draw closer to God, and then you can look at that pride. Instead of being identified with it, you see it for what it is. And closer to God, you see your mistakes. You see how you were mean to your wife, or you failed your kids or something. You see it. You see how selfish you are. You see it. You realize you can't change yourself. You're realizing in the light. Closer to God, in His light, you see your own wrong, and you regret what you see about yourself. And you feel a sadness. See? A sadness to see you're wrong, because now you see that it's wrong. You clearly recognize it is wrong. And it's a helpless sadness, because you know you can't make yourself right. And that's what's called repentance. You're being repented in God's light. You can't repent yourself. He repents you. In His light, you see your own wrong, and regretting what you see and being sorry about what you see, you are shriven of the error. You are purged of it. God deals with it. He deals with it. And then after you've seen your wrong and you've heaved some sobs, but don't cry out to the world. Do it quietly. What did Christ say? Go in your closet. He meant go into your room, close the door, and sit quietly. And find your Creator. Let Him show you. And don't cry out to other people. Cry out to Him.
Christ said, "You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself." If you were to do that, you would have a problem-free existence. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Your stress symptoms would go away. Sure, people would still do things and say things, but it wouldn't bother you. Things might happen in the world that would concern you, but not worry you. We were made to express our Creator, be an extension of Him, and to express truth. As an extension of Him, we would look to Him for everything. You must refine intuition so you can wordlessly know what is right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to test and prove what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
And if you've seen your wrong, you saw how you were vicious with your partner, or something like that, and it makes you sad to see it, then just cry a quiet tear. Let your soul quietly be purged of the error. And then wipe the tears from your eyes and go out in the world and go about your business. See? Don't put on a show for other people. All right, so I think you got the idea. And I hope that what I've said today is helpful to you. I just scratched the surface, but I think I made a start. Approaching God, getting closer to God, and He deals with what's wrong with you. He deals with that pride nature. He deals with the things you did wrong in your past. And what's the old expression? Let go and let God. Well, that's true. Let go and let God. Let Him take care of it. All you have to do is just quietly observe. Whatever He has for you to see, just see it. All right, it's that simple.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books on the beauty of the spiritual walk and about healing relationships? Roland's favorite book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, all about improving communication with your partner or kids. So, if you like Roland's radio show, then you will definitely want to check out his informative books. Remember, Roland has over 20 books, one of which is sure to help you with your spiritual walk and loving relationships. Roland has a special offer right now. For a gift of $10 or more, Roland will send you a PDF of one of his books. You'll be helping Roland and getting a great book to read at the same time. To take advantage of this special offer, just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the ebook offer. Thank you. My name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station. Or 24/7 at SheddingShackles.com.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Email Roland now at Roland@SheddingShackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.